Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
The shortstop's lately worried that the U.S. won't allow his young wife's younger brother, who arrived here on a scow, to immigrate. Because lately, as I'm sure you've come to know, a lot of people think each new arrival's gotta go. No matter why he's coming or from where he may have come, be he the shortstop's relative or be he just a bum. The pitcher's in some pictures that a girl from L.A. took. He doesn't know her last name, but she's really got him shook. She says she's going to sell the snaps to People magazine. The pitcher can't remember much, but from the stuff he's seen, he knows his wife won't like him, or at least that's what he thinks. He's pretty sure it's not just him and that girl having drinks. The end, who caught the pass that won a playoff game last season, would probably be happy still, except he has a reason to worry that he may not ever catch another ball. He broke his hand the night he wrecked his car, and that's not all. The doctor gave him pills when they put pins into his thumb, and now he finds that he can't sleep without them, and it's numb. And man, it's hard to catch a ball with one hand you can't feel. His contract isn't guaranteed, and here's the lousy deal. Suppose he is disabled. See, the league is going to say, "You broke your hand in May, my friend, and we ain't going to pay." That wouldn't be so bad, except what is this guy to do? He never graduated from the college where they knew that all he'd done in high school was play football like a pro, and once his playing days are done, where does the player go? The coach has learned the tension may explode his aging heart, but when you've coached for 30 years, it's pretty hard to start relaxing on the sideline when you've always paced and screamed, and how's he going to be less tense on nights his guys get creamed? He's daily growing further from the players who don't age. He lies awake in his hotel and lonely tries to gauge how things might have been different if his job did not depend on giant children playing a game. His marriage, did it end because he was so much away from home and from his wife? Too late, he thinks and tosses. This is, after all, his life. The games and those who play them are made glossy by TV, but if you would trade places with the stars, if you would be a shortstop or a pitcher or a coach or some tight end, you're gonna buy the package, not the wrapping paper, friend.